Chapter 2. Get off your own back. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most importantly, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Steve Jobs. Before Kate Winslet became an Academy Award winner, she had to learn to admire her body and be kind to herself. The star of such films as Titanic, Divergent, and Steve Jobs, she grew up running from bullies. Day after day, she felt the sting of their insults because she was chubby and couldn't afford fashionable clothes or the latest hairstyle. Cruel words and childish pranks chipped away at her self-esteem. For years, she suffered from feelings of inferiority. "I never heard positive reinforcement about my body image from any female in my life," Kate admitted on an episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls. "I only heard negatives." That's very damaging because then you're programmed as a young woman to immediately scrutinize yourself and how you look. Kate now works to inspire girls, including her own daughter, to embrace who they are regardless of their size or station in life. She also took a stand against Madison Avenue, refusing to allow advertisers and magazines to airbrush her photographs. "The retouching is excessive," she said. "I do not look like that, and more importantly, I don't desire to look like that." To combat stereotypes, Kate regularly practices a self-esteem exercise with her young daughter. "I stand in front of the mirror and say to Mia, 'We are so lucky we have a shape. We're so lucky that we're curvy. We're so lucky that we've got good bums.' And she'll say, 'Mummy, I know, thank God.' If your self-esteem has been injured, go to a mirror right now and tell yourself, 'I may not be People Magazine's sexiest person alive, but I am special. I have something unique to offer the world.' The more love you have for yourself, the more love you have to give away. It's easy to obsess over your perceived shortcomings, but they aren't real. The bar you set for yourself should be based on your unique qualities and talents, not those belonging to someone else. Who said the best version of you required the figure of Heidi Klum, the fame of Jennifer Lawrence, the athletic grace of Stephen Curry, or the business smarts of Bill Gates? You have a unique capacity to bring hope and beauty to the world. Don't waste your precious energy using the wrong ruler. Granted, not everyone will acknowledge your unique gifts, but don't allow how others see you to dictate how you see yourself. The words they use to describe you don't define you. You can't control how they respond to you, but you can influence what they have to respond to. So, what are you showing them? Sadness or joy? Greed or generosity? Apathy or kindness? What do your facial expressions and words convey about how you view yourself? If you tell yourself you're ugly, untalented, and unlovable, you're probably sending that same message to others. Motivational speaker Brian Tracy says, "The more you like and respect yourself, the more you like and respect other people. The more you consider yourself to be a valuable and worthwhile person, the more you consider others to be valuable and worthwhile as well. The more you accept yourself just as you are, the more you accept others just as they are." If you've been wounded by friends or family, or through insensitive remarks or blatant attacks, you're not alone. Millions live with secret pain. Bitterness has stolen their dreams and burned their talents, but you can reject that outcome. You have the power to break free from anger and resentment and to set a new course for your life. Don't fix your eyes on your past. Fix them on what you can become. Here's a simple exercise you can do to launch a fresh start. Get two index cards or sheets of paper, label one Card of Lies, and write out the list of lies that have held you back. Label the other Card of Truth, and substitute the lies with truths. Kate, for example, replaced your chubby with your beautifully curvy. Once you have two lists, tear the Card of Lies into tiny pieces and throw it in the garbage or fireplace. Then take the Card of Truth and tape it to your bathroom mirror to remind you of the new reality you've chosen to accept. It's time to leave the lies behind and embrace your new and promising future. Here are 10 ways you can be kind to yourself. 1. Don't look back. renowned architect Frank Lloyd Wright designed magnificent structures. Toward the end of his career, a reporter asked, "Of all your many